Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk about the week of August 5th through September 1st. As I'm doing this, we are wrapping up the end of our few days of Mars tangling up with the Saturn-Neptune square. And so I'm assuming that most of you guys have already gone through your experiences, although if you're listening live, there can still be some of that tonight and lingering into Friday the 26th. And if so, just so you have a heads up about it, we talked about it on last week's show a bit, if so, it is still about taking actions or reacting to the actions of others. A lot of times with Mars, it is about anger or frustration. Sometimes it can be about passion or just getting motivated and playing out through the media or through legal channels or with educational situations, travel, foreign interests, weddings, religion, politics in the ninth house, and dealing with things that are hidden or secretive or deceptive or have to do with boundary issues, addictions, karmic situations, or what you are trying to push through or figure out that is stemming from a healing hospital scenario, what's going on with a romantic union, an artistic project, a spiritual project, or your research. So it's been intense. You know, what can I say? I don't want to linger on it too much. You guys know what your scenario is. It's a big challenge last hump with the Mars energy involved in it. We're going to have the Sun get involved with it next week on the 1st and 2nd, and then we're going to have the Saturn-Neptune final square on the 10th of September, and then we're through this intense configuration that began last fall. So whatever you have to do to move things forward or react to the actions of others, you know what that is, and you're in the middle of that. So looking at this week ahead and where the focus is going to be, we are really going to start to rev up in the Virgo part of the sky. Venus is going to be active there. Mercury is going to retrograde there, and I'm going to talk about the specific days during the retrograde that are really the big ones. And at the end of this week, on Thursday the 1st next week, we have the new moon solar eclipse in that same arena. Now, I'm going to wait until next week to go in depth in that solar eclipse. But the topics that I'm talking about with all this Virgo energy is the same thing that you're going to get that major boost forward with next week, as well as eclipsing something out to move in that new direction or next level. So you can kind of keep that in the back of your mind. We're going to be under the kind of the rays of that eclipse all through the week ahead. So there may be some things starting to play out with that as well. So, okay, Venus, she's active here on Saturday the 27th when she gets together with Jupiter in Virgo. That's a very growth-oriented day. So we are thinking about the Virgo themes that we're going to be talking about throughout all of these things that are happening this week ahead, which means this can be a moment to open up doors in a big way that have to do with a health scenario or your work or paperwork or with people you hire or work with, organizing, cleaning, the animals, the environmental concerns. You want to kind of think about, how do I focus Venus here? How do I look for the love or the woman or the beauty or the income opportunity here? How do I expand the horizons through Jupiter there? Is there something in the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political arena that could help me? So circle Saturday the 27th, big, lucky, growth-oriented day in one of those arenas. And then on Monday the 29th, Venus is also active there again. So again, the woman, the love, the income, the beauty themes with what you're doing for your job, with your health scenario, with the animals, the paperwork, hired help, coworkers, also on Monday the 29th, this is Mercury spending his last little full, he's not really even moving forward at this point. He's kind of stopped. So you may have a thought or you might hear some news from somebody about what's possible there. or you might get into, you know, a talk or meeting or interview, or there might be an agreement or sale, you know, pending in that area. So think communication and the opportunities for something fresh around that on Monday. And then on Tuesday the 30th, Mercury is going to start his retrograde and go to, you know, it's back to the drawing board for everybody. We're heading back. We're going to go back and reconnect with old people and old situations and old ideas, past opportunities, past issues. And we're going to try to hammer things out, right? So, you know, it's a period from Tuesday the 30th until September 22nd where we want to get something right. So it behooves us to listen to and connect with those people from the past and make choices, you know. Is there a better way to end that situation, or is there a real good reason to reconnect and go forward by reworking something? You know, do you want to rethink something? It's fine-tuning this situation. So a lot of the opportunities will come through past arenas. And when I talk to you guys about kind of breaking down the dates, a lot of times during a Mercury retrograde, you know, I'll have a whole handful of dates that are really going to stand out. But I got to tell you guys, you know, besides the 30th when the energy actually changes direction, which is on Tuesday, there are three standout days. And the days are, circle them big on your calendar, September 2nd, September 12th, and September 20th, all the 2 days, I guess. And here's the reason, okay? On September 2nd, Mercury retrograde will come to Jupiter. That's a big day. That's a day where there is either some protection or some growth. Something is expanding around this thing that you're going back over. And, you know, there can be opportunity for prosperity or happiness, reconnecting with that situation. So get in there and talk with people. Pay attention to the offers and ideas crossing, you know, before you on that day. September 2nd, definitely a big Jupiter day. And also think about, you know, again, Jupiter themes. How can this benefit you in some way? Is it the day to sit down and deal with the old legal side of things, or the travel plans, or the person at a distance, or the educational or media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes in the mix? That's September 2nd. The 12th is when Mercury retrograde is going to square Mars. So just think about how it's been these last couple days. You know, really just think about that. You know, Mars squared is pushing back on that, you know, poking the stick at somebody that's already been angry with you, or, you know, or where the frustration lies, or trying to rekindle that old passion or motivate on something that has stalled in some way. So it's a big hump to get over on the 12th. This may be, you know, somebody calling you or running into you or, you know, meeting with you about it, or it may be you deciding that you want to be the one to push on that. So, you know, something comes up that will help you figure out, you know, is it something that can be worked through or not? That's on the 12th. And then on September 20th, that is when Mercury retrograde is going to harmonize with Pluto. That's a power day. That's a day where we can really evolve the situation. We can roll with the changes. We can go deeper with people. This is a positive alignment with a very powerful, intense planetary energy, so it can kind of hook us into reaching goals or making changes with goals, doing something about the career or the authority person, like the parent, the boss, the mentor, the judge, somebody like that. And Pluto themes can be important at that time, so financial matters, sexual matters, the divorce, reproductive needs, mortality issues, third-party scenarios, power and controlling interests in situations. So that one's on the 20th. So really those 3 days are your big days in this whole, you know, 3.5 week scenario coming up. So I think that's when you'll have truths. And so, yeah, so we get started on all of that in this week ahead. And then, like I said, by September 1st, on Thursday of next week, we have that new moon solar eclipse, which is when, boom, we get that big, huge push from the universe to thrust us into that next chapter, take us into new scenarios or next level opportunities, and helps us eclipse out what has been blocking us or what is over at that point. And, you know, Mercury will still be retrograde there, so you're still in there talking and dealing with the old stuff as you move forward. So that's the crux of all this crazy amount of energy. Obviously, for every sign, there's going to be a different area of life that's really going to be where all of it plays out. So I'm going to go through and talk about that for each sign. And then the other major thing that's happening in the week ahead is that on Monday, we have Venus sliding into Libra for the first time since last November. So, you know, Libra is about relationships, and Venus is about love and income and women and beauty. So we're going to have some good things going on in relationships, and this means the people you partner with romantically or in business, the clients that you have one-on-one, the specialists and experts that you seek out, the people that represent you like agents and attorneys, how you deal with competitors or opponents. Venus is going to help kind of search, attract the good stuff, smooth out the bad stuff, help us enjoy ourselves more and focus on love, making money, women, and beauty in this scenario. And again, it will play out in a little different area for every sign, but that is going to be a theme over these weeks ahead. So that's also going on in the week as we look at it. So when we start talking about the signs, Aries, last bit of push through this Mars-Neptune square, you know, tonight if you're listening live, you're dealing with, you know, any kind of frustration or anger or push that involves things that behind the scenes or that you weren't seeing clearly, and what you're doing in that higher-minded ninth house arena of travel, people at a distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. So you know what that is for yourself. You know, you may be dealing with, well, I'm not going to get that deep into it. We'll be on the air for 2 hours. You guys, you know what it is about. So, you know, that's going to start to lift after Friday. And then as we go into this week ahead, lots of really good, powerful energy for Aries that is going to be exactly about your job, your coworkers and hired help, the paperwork in front of you, organizing, cleaning, any health scenarios you want to pursue, anything with animals you want to pursue or environmental interests. So everything here that we're talking about is going to be playing out in those areas for Aries. So, you know, mark Saturday the 27th as a big lucky day or growth-oriented or opportune day to kind of embark with a woman or with the income or love or beauty themes. Mark Monday the 29th as, again, the same kind of scenario, really good days for meetings and talks and local arena stuff. You might take a short trip or you might sign agreements or make sales, field offers on that day, interview. All of that looks pretty positive. And then on Tuesday, Mercury starts its retrograde, so that's when you are officially starting to head back into your past for opportunities in those areas, you know, reconnecting with old people. Maybe you'll run into old gym mates or old doctors or, you know, people that were your employees or worked with you or old employers, you know, things that were going on with the animals can come back around during this time. It's a good time to look at your old paperwork, revise it. So anything that is a do-over in those areas is where you're going. Again, the 2nd, the 12th, and the 20th are the big days in September for that. And then the, you know, the big new moon solar eclipse that will peak on Thursday the 6th, which is, you know, the day that kind of pushes you out the door and into the new territory. It's a two-week open door, so at any time, but the closer to the first is the stronger position in going for what it is that is new in the arena. And then, you know, Aries, having Venus move into the opposite side of the zodiac and face you is the relationship house for you starting on Monday. So you haven't had this kind of attractive quality for, you know, getting what you want out of these relationships or, you know, seeing some smooth sailing, enjoying what you're doing with people. Since last November. So it's a really good time to focus on your partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, any one-on-one scenario, and focus on the love, the income, fun, the you know, the beauty, women in the mix, and enjoy where that will take you. For Taurus, you know, as we get over these last couple of days with Mars squaring Neptune Thursday the 25th, Friday the 26th, any last push you have over financial, sexual, mortality, divorce, third-party scenarios, reproductive needs. Now, this is the big push. And what's going on with aspirations in that mix? There may be something in the social realm as well. You know where you are in that. And so you're just kind of dealing with the last main part of Mars involvement. And then we really get into this week starting on Saturday the 27th, when all of that Virgo territory is going to be highlighted for you guys. So this is really a major week for you guys when it comes to true love, what you're doing with your lover or in the name of love, the pursuit of love, what you're doing with children, what you're doing with creative endeavors, and what you're doing for fun. So Saturday the 27th, very big day when there can be something lucky or growth-oriented there through the efforts you're putting in. Can involve a woman, the love, the income, the beauty in the mix. Monday the 29th, again, a very important day for news or meetings or talks or agreements or sales or offers. Think about the communication realm going there. And then on Tuesday, on the 30th, Mercury starts to retrograde. So now you're going back into the past and kind of reconnecting with your love, reconnecting with the creative, the fun, the kids, and seeing what needs to be reworked or going back to an old project or idea or offer or issue and hashing things out, you know, rethinking things. How do you get it right? So expect to get very busy with the past scenarios at that point and hammering that out by the 22nd. And those big key days, turning point days with that will be September 2nd, 12th, and 20th. And then by the time we get to Thursday, we get that new moon solar eclipse on the 1st, and that is going to give you that big boost forward for 2 weeks where you really can take things way out there with creative projects, fun, kids, or love, and eclipse what is blocking or past for you as you move towards that next level. For Gemini, oh, wait, you know what else? No, I'm sorry. I have to talk about Venus moving into Libra for Taurus. Starting on Monday, that Venus trend for you guys is really going to enhance your work scenario. It's going to enhance health situations, paperwork that you're trying to get tackled, anything with animals, anything with coworkers or hired help. So Venus being there relationally is going to help you get in there one-on-one. You know, it's think about your work. You're going to get in there one-on-one with the clients and partners and reps, et cetera, even dealing with the competition. And Venus will help you attract the income or smooth things out or connect with the right women. And there may be some good health things going on with women or beauty or, you know, so you kind of combine that. And it's going to be in motion for several weeks moving forward for you. So it's a good period for that. For Gemini. All right, the last little bit of the Mars pushing Neptune here, figuring out what you're angry about or need to motivate about and where something is not quite clear on today, Thursday the 25th, and on Friday the 26th. Gemini, it's going to involve, you know, partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, some kind of key relationship and goals you have going on or what's going on with authority figures or career matters. So push through that the best you can. And then note that we move into this week where there's going to be a ton of energy and ability for you guys to really start to get some things going when it comes to your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates, your security needs, history, ancestry, you know, everything at the root of the chart. So Saturday the 27th, big growth day there, lucky, expansive, can be about the love, the income, the beauty, the woman, the, you know, Jupiter themes involved and really seeing where you can take this. And then on Monday, getting into the talks and meetings and agreements and sales and decision-making about what you're doing there. And then on Tuesday, the 30th, Mercury retrograde starts to happen and you start to head back to the past. Somebody's returning or you're retreating from something or you're going back in and you're reworking something so that it works out better, you know. So releasing, reconnecting, reworking, rethinking, get in there, talk to people, see what it is you can do. And the key dates, the turning point dates again, the 2nd, the 12th, and the 20th of September. And then the solar eclipse in this week ahead on Thursday is when you get that major launch forward, which is going to give you a two-week window when that can happen, where you can take things to that next level or start something brand new. But again, Mercury will be retrograde, so there is something of the past tied to that fresh start. And then as far as Venus moving into the relationship arena on Monday the 29th, first time, you know, since last November for Gemini, this highlights love, kids, creative projects, and fun. So this is a really good period for Gemini to get in there one-on-one with people, you know, and enjoy yourself. You might find that you can attract income opportunities better through your creative projects, or you can, you know, enjoy the fun with a lover, or you can partner with somebody creatively or find the right representation. And all of this should go really well over the weeks ahead. All right, for Cancer. Last couple days of Mars really testing you over health, work, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, pets, any of the details that are going on and whatever that cloudy issue is with legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix. So, you know, push your way through that, react, act how you can. And then realize that as the week starts to open up, there's a huge amount trending for Cancer in the communications realm. Saturday, big heart around that day is Venus and Jupiter mix. So this can be a day for a very big talk or meeting or offer or agreement or sale, the writing, the interview, the audition. It can also be a really big day for short trips, local activities, what you're doing with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics. And so, do it in the name of love or for money or with women or beauty. And then that carries out on Monday as well, where it's just, again, the same kind of scenario, really opening things up for you. And then by Tuesday the 30th, Mercury retrograde starts. So now you're heading back, old ideas, old issues, old opportunities, past people. And, you know, what's going on with the agreement or the talk or the meetings, what's going on with the sales, the writing, the interviews, the brothers, the sisters, the neighbors, the vehicles, the electronics, the short trips, the local activities. So you're going to really spend the weeks following, rethinking, reworking things there, reconnecting, releasing as that would be. Note that the 2nd, 12th, and 20th of September, big turning point days in that whole scenario. And that the new moon solar eclipse in this week ahead on Thursday the 1st opens a huge two-week window where it can boost you forward and, help you eclipse out anything that's blocking or past as you head into that next chapter. And then with Venus moving into Libra, this starts on Monday the 29th, and this is going to open up several weeks for Cancer. Having Venus here is going to smooth things out and attract the good things into the home, what's going on with real estate deals, moves, renovations, or what's going on with family, parents, roommates. So we're focusing on love here, income needs, women in the scenario, beauty seats, and those one-on-one relationships. So what you're doing with partners and clients and agents and attorneys and specialists in these scenarios. So this should be a really enjoyable period where things are a little bit easier over these weeks ahead. For Leo, last couple days of the push with Mars square Neptune, Thursday the 25th, Friday the 26th, Leo, any major, anger or frustration or motivation in the name of love, with lovers, with kids, with creative projects, with recreational pursuits, and that foggy, cloudy scenario going on with the sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, big financial situation, mortality issue, a third-party scenario. So whatever that is, you've only got, the rest of today and Friday to deal with that. And then we start to move into all of this open energy starting to really open, take things forward for us and also help us go back and figure out what is from the past that needs to be tweaked there. So for Leo, it's going to focus on your income, your possessions, products, or purchases. And so Saturday the 27th, big day, Venus and Jupiter embrace there. So There can be women in the mix who are good for you. It can kind of super enhance the income side of it. It can bring love or beauty themes into what you're doing, you know, around possessions, purchases, income, property, and Jupiter help you, you know, expand that in some big way. And then by Monday the 29th, getting into the meetings, the talks, the offers, agreements, sales, writing, ideas, decision-making. And by Tuesday the 30th, Mercury goes retrograde. So now from the 30th until September 22nd, Leos are heading back to the drawing board. You guys are going to go back, you know, run into people from the past, run into, you know, old opportunities and situations and issues, get a chance to rehash things. You might want to release some situation. You might want to reconnect and see if it's worth working on and going forward on a new direction with it. And you might just rethink where you are in the whole matter and what you want to do next. So kind of expect to see things playing out around income, purchases, possessions, products over these weeks ahead. And that the 2nd, 12th, and 20th are the big standout days in September for things to happen with that. And that this new moon solar eclipse on the 1st going to be thrusting you guys forward as far as, you know, the 2 weeks to follow for major next level opportunities or brand new scenarios that may open up. And you'll be kind of eclipsing out that old blockage or whatever's past and moving into this big next chapter. And as far as Venus moving into relational Libra for Leo, really going to open up a lot of good stuff in your local community or through short trips. It might be a great, you know, few weeks to make some short trips with a love interest or in the name of making money or for that woman or the beauty treatment, or maybe you're selling beauty in some way, you know. And then also, besides kind of local and short trip scenarios, this is the communication realm for Leo, so there might be a lot more important talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing, interviews, auditions during this period that could go really well for you in the name of love or income or beauty or women. And then also, lastly, I would say, well, not lastly, but I'm just speaking about it lastly, for Leo, this could be about things starting to smooth out or you're starting to enjoy yourself more with brothers, sisters, neighbors, or focusing some of that flow, that positive flow on vehicles or electronics, good time for purchases with that stuff. Although, you know, with Mercury retrograde, you definitely want to either buy the warranty or go back to something that you had your eye on in the past or hold off until Mercury retrograde's over. All right, so that's it for Leo. For Virgo, last couple of days of the Mars squaring Neptune, Thursday the 25th, Friday the 26th. So Virgo, if you still have to push or deal with anger or frustration, the things going on in the home with real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, and whatever kind of foggy, illusory thing is happening with partners, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, specialists, experts, clients, in the mix, then, you know, that's where you're at for these next couple of days. But then we see all of this energy starting to amplify in your sign, Virgo. So this week ahead is going to be pretty powerful, starting on Saturday with the Venus-Jupiter embracing your sign. Very, very big for you guys when it comes to love, money, beauty, women, legal, educational, media, marketing, travel, religious, political, wedding themes, all wrapped up around you. Really, you know, throughout this whole week ahead and throughout this whole process that we're talking about here, anything that you want to do that benefits you, that is about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your personal desires and needs, this is where it's at. So again, Saturday the 27th, those influences will be around you and benefiting you. Monday the 29th, you can get into meetings or you can hear news or offers, you can write, you can interview, you can talk, get out there locally, you know, all of this should go well. And then on Tuesday the 30th, Mercury retrogrades in your sign, so it's back to the drawing board for you. Go back and deal with past issues or opportunities. Go back and reconnect with old people or ideas and see, you know, what flows and what doesn't. Again, focus on yourself, your body, your image, your brand, your name. You know, rethink things, rework things, release, reconnect. You'll have until the 22nd. And through that period, major turning point days are September 2nd, 12th, and 20th. Also, when we look at this week ahead, September 1st, which is the beginning of the new moon solar eclipse in your sign Virgo, that opens a two-week window that can help thrust you forward to that next level, new chapter, new opportunities, you know, so you do want to be proactive about going forward with that. And then when we look at Venus in Libra for Virgo on Monday the 29th, first time she's been here since last November, this opens up several weeks ahead. It can benefit you in ways to make money, what you're doing with your possessions or product, and what you're doing with purchases. So look for women who can be beneficial in that. Look for things attracting and smoothing out in those areas. Look for the key players like partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys in that. Look for beauty and love in the mix as well. So, looks like a good time in that arena for Virgo. For Libra, last couple of days of Mars, you know, frustrating, making us angry, motivating us, pushing us. And so, you know, Thursday the 25th, Friday the 26th. So if there's still something to do there, Libra, for you, it's either running around locally, short trips, dealing with vehicles, electronics, brothers, neighbors, sisters, or in the communications realm, you know, talks, meetings, agreements, sales, you know, offers, interviews, auditions, writing, you know, decision making, and that kind of foggy, illusory thing going on around health, animals, work, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, organizing yourself. So whatever that is, you know, you've got a couple days tonight and tomorrow to push through that. Then as we go into this week ahead, really big stuff happening for Libra behind the scenes, very mystical, magical arena where all of this energy is going to play out. So Libra, it can play out through the artistic realm with film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture. It can play out in the spiritual realm through prayer, meditation, yoga, or other practices. It can play out in magical or psychic arenas. It can play out through addictions, healing, hospitals. It can play out through karmic unions and clandestine romances, research and development. And on a challenging side, if there is any challenging stuff to move into some new direction, then dealing with boundary issues, deception, or addictions. And so, you know, we have really positive, good energy on Saturday the 27th, opening something up really big for you guys there by way of making money or the love or the women or the beauty themes. And then on Monday the 29th, more of that and ability to get into talks or meetings or hear offers or sign agreements or make decisions. And then by Tuesday the 30th, Mercury retrograde, starting to open the door to the past and those past people and opportunities and issues start rushing back in around those themes over the weeks ahead up till September 22nd. So it's your do-over. If you need to go back and rehash something, pick up that old idea and see if you can get it recharged, you know, release some things that have been haunting you or that are bad habits, right? Reconnect with some people and see if there's something that you can now take forward in a new direction or in a new way. So, you know, you start to see what that might be on the 30th. And the major days that are going to stand out in September with this are the 2nd, the 12th, and the 20th. So mark those. Also in this week ahead, on September 1st, when the new moon solar eclipse starts to launch you forward into new opportunities, new levels. So start to look for that two-week window to be your corridor to get where you want to go in those areas. And then with Venus, on Monday the 29th, she moves into your sign, Libra. This is wonderful, you know. Everybody wants to host Venus. It's just like all of a sudden you've got all the sparkle and the fairy dust on you, right? So from Monday the 29th and through the weeks ahead, this is definitely going to help you attract what you want, Libra, charm others. You know, you're going to seem even more beautiful than you already are. And it can bring the love, the women, the income around you. And it can be a really good time to enjoy yourself physically, personally, to kind of go in the direction of your image, your brand, your body, your name, or your desires, and reach for what it is. And really connecting with other people one-on-one, this should go very well for you in these weeks ahead. For Scorpio, last couple days, Thursday the 25th, Friday the 26th of August, to deal with frustrations or anger or pushing harder when it comes to what's going on with your income topics or your purchases or your possessions or products, and where you are, you know, in that foggy situation involving your kids or your creative projects, your lover, or having fun. So whatever that is for you, last couple of days of that. And then we start to move into this very powerful week ahead. And for Scorpio, all of this is playing out either around your aspirations and original ideas or playing out through the social stream, meaning with your friends, your group affiliations, what you do online with charities, astrology, gatherings, social networking. So you do want to be proactive in those areas. Mark Saturday the 27th is a huge day for that, where love may find you in those, you know, social settings, or you might find income opportunities there. There might be women who are beneficial to you there, or beauty opportunities there. Same thing on Monday the 29th, though on Monday the 29th there can be meetings and talks and agreements and writing and interviews and decisions on those days as well. Then on Tuesday the 30th, Mercury starts to retrograde in that social aspirational realm. So now, from then until the 22nd of September, it's your big do-over. You know, you're going to go back to the drawing board, back to the past. You're going to run into those old friends and group activities and internet interests and issues and opportunities, and you're going to rehash things, and you're going to be resolved or released, and you're going to see if there's some things you might want to reconnect with and carry forward on a new level. So pay attention to what's kind of coming up in those areas. And note that it'll be September 2nd, 12th, and 20th, the big key turning point days with some of these topics. And then also in this week ahead, on Thursday, the 1st of September, that's the new moon solar eclipse, which will boost you forward in those arenas and help you eclipse out the past or the blockage up to this point as you go into that next level in those areas. And then with Venus moving into Libra, Scorpio, this is in the karmic, mystery, magical realm for you guys. So over these weeks ahead, from Monday the 29th up through the next several weeks, size, what's going on behind the scenes in clandestine romance or romantic getaways, with spiritual practices, with artistic interests and talents and projects, with healing and hospitals, with addictions and bad habits, with research and development, with karmic unions, you know. So there's a lot of play here for Scorpio. And we're going to see Venus really doing her thing here through partners and agents and clients and specialists and, you know, reps and all these kind of key relational arenas over love or money or beauty or what's going on with women in those areas. So this is where it's at. And so there you have it. It's for Sagittarius. Last couple days, you know, Thursday the 25th, Friday the 26th, of a major push or frustration or anger that's playing out around you, towards you, through you, about you, and then the foggy whatever issues going on or situation is playing out in the home or with family or roommates or parents or real estate deals, moves, renovations, that kind of thing. So whatever that is, you're almost through this Mars energy with it. And then we really get into this week ahead. And Sag, major goal focus, personal goals, life goals, major focus on career, reputation, fame, and major focus on authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, mentors, directors, teachers, and that type. So with these goals, career, and authority types, you know, circle Saturday the 27th when something really big can happen in the name of love or income or women or beauty and Jupiter themes of growth and expansion, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political arenas. And by Monday the 29th, getting into the talks and interviews and meetings, writing, offers, decision-making, you know, the communication really starts to ramp into all of that. And then by Tuesday the 30th, Mercury retrograde, opening that door to the past, saying from then until September 22nd, you can go back and revamp old goals or old career situations or old things with those authority figures. You might run into the old boss or director, or you might, you know, pick up an old idea that you had and see if you can really run with it now. And so it is an important time. It's a do-over. You want to release things that you're over or you can handle better than you released them the last time. You want to reconnect with old people and situations and hash things out. You want to rethink things as you go through this period. So that starts on the 30th. You're going to note that September 2nd, 12th, and 20th are the big turning point days where things are going to gel with that stuff. And that in this week ahead, September 1st kicks off the new moon solar eclipse in those areas, which is going to help you launch into that next level or something brand new. You'll have a two-week window from the 1st of September to see that happen. And then with Venus moving into Libra for Sag, this is social. So this starts on Monday the 29th through the weeks ahead. Really going to help you guys enjoy what you're doing with your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, more than at other times. Going to help you connect to love or to income opportunities or beauty or women in the mix and have relationships build through this social scenario. And then also this trend will help you guys reach aspirations or pursue those original ideas and projects with better, you know, results during this time. So key into those one-on-one scenarios and ways to attract the money or the love, the beauty or the women that can benefit that. All right, for Capricorn, last couple days, today, Thursday the 25th, Friday the 26th of August, to hash out, you know, the anger, the frustration, the motivation over healing, addictions, hospital matters, rest, recuperation, secrets, clandestine romance, karmic unions, past life scenarios, anything having to do with research and development, spiritual practices, artistic pursuits, and, you know, where you are, what's the foggy side of the decision-making or the communications and the ideas are in the mix. So, you know, not much longer to go. And then we really move into all of this focus in this week ahead where we're going to see some real opportunities, some do-overs and some thrusting forward and some good stuff happening, all playing out for Capricorn in the expansive higher mind arena of the ninth house. So means that it's going to play out through travel or with people at a distance, through educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, legal matters, weddings, religion, or politics. So Saturday the 27th, big, lucky, expansive day there for love or income or women or beauty in the mix. Monday the 29th, big day for talks and meetings, offers, agreements, you know, choices, writing, any of the communication realm, really starting to ramp up around that. And then Tuesday the 30th, when Mercury retrogrades over those themes and the door opens to the past, and now it's time to go back, reconnect with those people from the past or release those people from the past, rework things with those people from the past, go back to old issues and old opportunities, past ideas, you know, see what can be revamped, rethought, reworked, you know, pay attention to what's coming in towards you from the past as well, you know. It's the do-over phase, and you're going to have till the 22nd of September. And the days that stand out, the 2nd, the 12th, and the 20th of September, big, massive turning point days with all of this. And then also in this week ahead, on September 1st, the beginning of the new moon solar eclipse, you'll have 2 weeks. When that opens the door to the future, pushes you towards that future, helps you eclipse out anything that's been blocking you or that is past, taking forward whatever the past stuff is you're still working on with Mercury retrograde, but helping you go into that next chapter or into something brand new at that point. And then with Venus moving into Libra for Capricorn, this starts on Monday the 29th. In the weeks ahead, it's really going to help you guys smooth things out or attract what you want or find the love, the income flow, the women or the beauty themes, all really focusing on authority figures like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, somebody like that, or focusing on your career momentum and direction, or focusing on personal goals. So in all of that, this should be a really good time to connect one-on-one, to find the right, you know, the right partners, clients, specialist agents, and to, again, focus on Venus, love, income, beauty, women, and see things smooth out or just be enjoyable there. For Aquarius, all right, you guys, the last couple days of Mars pushing against Neptune, that is today, Thursday the 25th, Friday the 26th, so if there is still something to deal with your anger or frustration or getting motivated, it will play out over your personal aspirations, your freedom and original ideas, or it'll play out with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, gatherings of some sort. And then with that foggy arena around being valued or your income or your possessions or your purchases. So whatever that might be for you guys, just the rest of today and tomorrow, Friday the 26th. And then you're going to be really kind of starting to focus on all of this energy playing out in the week ahead, which is going to be in the deepest, most powerful part of the sky for Aquarius, which means it's really going to be a week where you're focusing on your sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, third-party triangle scenarios, power in situations, or you're going to be focusing on big financial themes like loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, partners, money, alimony, child support, things like that. Or it can be about mortality issues or a birth. So in those power arenas, this is where everything's going to be playing out in this week ahead. So Saturday the 27th, big lucky day or big expansive day where love or women or beauty or income themes can kind of trickle through that and you can see things open up through travel or legal or educational, media, wedding, religious, political themes. By Monday the 29th, there's going to be more meetings, talks, agreements, offers, short trips, decisions about, you know, the finances or the sex life or the divorce or the reproductive needs or mortality issues or triangles. And then as you get to Tuesday the 30th, Mercury retrogrades. Time to open that door to the past. Over the weeks ahead up until September 22nd, you're going to have a do-over. Time to go back, reconnect with past people and situations, issues and opportunities, rehash things, release things, reconnect and rework things and go forward with that, you know, depending on your scenario. But again, focused on finances, financial situations, sex, reproduction, divorce, mortality, third-party scenarios. So you can expect to hear from these situations. You can be thinking about them and going back yourself. It is your do-over. September 2nd, 12th, and 20th are the big days in the weeks ahead that will stand out with that. And then also in this week ahead, September 1st, when the new moon solar eclipse is going to open a door to the future in those areas and start to push you towards that next level or new opportunity while you're still dealing with the past and Mercury retrograde. And this will help you eclipse out any blockages and start to move towards that next level scenario. With Venus moving into Libra on Monday the 29th, Aquarius, this is going to open up, you know, the good stuff coming travel or with people at a distance through media and marketing and broadcasting and publishing, through education, through legal channels, through weddings, through religion and politics. So expect Venus to kind of show up on Monday the 29th and start to open up love opportunities or income opportunities or good things with women or beauty through those avenues. And that will continue to be the way it is in these weeks ahead. So, you know, if you need to attract something there or smooth something out or just get in and enjoy yourself, this is when to start doing it. All right, for Pisces, last couple days of Mars pushing against Neptune here. So Thursday the 25th of August, Friday the 26th. So Pisces, if you are still angry or frustrated or motivating to really reach goals or deal with career matters or your reputation or fame or what's going on with an authority type person like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, Mars will continue to push on that the rest of today and Friday the 26th. And however that is foggy or, you know, pushing on you in some way that's not exactly defined just yet, then, you know, you just have this little bit left to go. And then we start to move into relationship arena for Pisces. So starting on Saturday the 27th, we are really going to see things gear up for you guys relationships. This is romantic partnerships, business partnerships, what's going on with your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, the competition, the opponents, one-on-one scenarios. Venus is going to embrace Jupiter there. This should be really growth-oriented in the name of love or making money or beauty or women and travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes. 29th, really big day again for these relationships and the love, income, women, or beauty. But now you're making short trips or you're in talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or ideas or decision making. And then by Tuesday, the 30th, Mercury is retrograding. So now you're heading back to the past and you're reconnecting with past partners and clients and specialists and agents and opponents and competitors and attorneys in all of these relational arenas. You're releasing old issues or old scenarios. You're reworking things with past people or past opportunities and ideas with these people and rethinking where you want to go. So you're going to have from Tuesday the 30th until the 22nd of September in this do-over. It is about connecting with these relationships. And the days that are going to stand out, September 2nd, 12th, and 20th, those are turning point days in the scenario. And also in this week ahead, on the 1st of September, that is the beginning of the new moon solar eclipse in your relationship zone, will launch you forward into the future over the 2 weeks that follow, help you move into that next chapter with somebody, or help you move into some brand new relationship over that 2 weeks with clients, partners, specialists, representatives, competition, all of that. And help you eclipse out, you know, anything that's past or anything that's blocking that future growth. While you're still working with the past scenario, it may be part of this new next level because it's in play until the 22nd. All right, and then with Venus moving into Libra, really helping smooth out and attract good things in relationships. And in Pisces, it's going to play out in the power part of the chart. So from Monday the 29th and over the weeks ahead, this is going to help you attract the good stuff through your sex life, reproductive needs, help you smooth things out in divorce scenarios with mortality issues, help you attract what you need in the big financial scenarios. So with loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, bankruptcy, insurance, alimony, child support, commissions, you know, whatever the big financial picture is. And any kind of third-party scenarios as well. This can definitely help you move through those in a beneficial way. So Venus will focus on those big, intense areas and either bring the love or the income opportunities, the women or the beauty themes into play through, you know, key relational settings over those topics. So this is going to be helping you either attract or smooth things out in those arenas. So that's everybody. It's a big, powerful, crazy week again. What do we ever get anymore? That's all we ever get. I thank everybody who sent positive prayers for my mother while she's been in the hospital. They transferred her into the you know, facility where they now strengthen her so she can come home. Her little dog Ellie is now at the hospital tonight. James has her over there. We're trying to get her better. So that's our last big Mars-Neptune push, I'm hoping. And, you know, it's been intense, but I really appreciate all the good positive energy you guys send my way. This is Zoe Moon. You guys can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week, same time. Have a great week.